7 after the hour with us being in touch with what's going on. Thursday, April the 10th, 2014. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer is with us in spirit. Hey, I'm glad, actually, I'm not her, because the stuff that she's having to do, those of us who have small businesses, you know, you got to be, what is it, jack of all trades and master of none, or maybe right. master of all trades, and you better get it done. I'm not sure which of those two things applies better here for her, but I know how competent she is, but she's working late into the night, so to have her come on with us after only 2 or 3 hours sleep would be right for all of us. So we move ahead with the issues of the day, the items, the stories, the essence of what is most important. 888-302-3684 for your comments. Either that, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. I think we're working on LinkedIn. Some of the events that people are talking about, the continuing focus on Mr. Pistorius. Oscar testifying at the moment. He accidentally fired his gun, he said yesterday, 4 times. We've been asking this question any number of times. How do you accidentally shoot a gun 4 times through the bathroom door? How does that make any sense? He claims he mistook his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp for an intruder. And so that's kind of where it was at the end of the day. He got upset, threw up, and seems to be, some people think he's a great actor. Kenny, what do we have on Mr. Pistorius as far as our listeners are concerned? What are their thoughts, some of them anyway, more relevant thoughts before we actually sort of listen to the conduct of the trial? I just kind of want people to hear what a trial sounds like there in South Africa versus what we have here. It's very interesting that so many people have the audio and so many have the video, so we'll join that for a little bit. First, though, our comments, or your comments, the comments from people who are listening about Pistorius.
Andrew says, if nothing else, this Pistorius rubbernecking goes to show why trials should not be televised.
Well, isn't that the case with pretty much everything? What else is the flight of Malaysia 370 other than rubbernecking? What's that?
Right.
And think about the other things that we have going on here. The stabbing rampage at the school. That's rubbernecking, is it? When you get down to the recall of more vehicles by Toyota. That's rubber. Pretty much everything in the news is rubbernecking.
Yeah.
All right?
They just beat it to death.
Yeah. All right. Next.
Liam says, dear news media, why do we have to hear each heaving sob from the Pistorius trial? Give him some privacy.
Well, it's a public trial. What are you talking about? Give him some privacy. He had privacy. He's had privacy for a long time. Time to try to figure out what happened, one way or the other. Whether it makes any difference to you or not is the question, I guess. 888-302-3684. Anything else, Kenny, that you like?
One more. John says, news values are puzzling. There's a real and growing crisis in Ukraine, but the news media is obsessed with the Pistorius trial.
That's rubbernecking, too. There's not a, the crisis doesn't affect us and isn't going to. People say, well, it could be that it becomes a nuclear war. It's not going to become a nuclear war. So Pistorius says his ex-girlfriend lied in her testimony when she said that he had screamed at her on various occasions. I think that was from earlier on. Let's just take a couple of minutes and listen to the ongoing. This is live coverage, if you will. I feel silly saying this, but it's something that's so right there with everybody that we ought to have a piece of it. If you're not familiar with how these things go, this will perhaps, if nothing else, be entertaining and informative.
Amongst others, my lady, that's correct.
And what was the occasion?
I don't remember there being any specific occasion, my lady.
Still.
We were going out on a...
My lady is
going
the judge.
For a get-together with some friends.
And you left at what time about?
I have no idea, my lady.
And when you got to the ball, what was happening there?
I don't remember much about the day, my lady, but I remember we were met by, we drove down and we were met by other friends there. There was a group of about 10 people, about more or less 10 people. I don't remember if we ate something or if we just went out on the water. I remember we were on the water and we wakeboarded a bit, and then at a point in the afternoon we had to return.
Now, whilst you did all that on the water and so forth, where was your gun?
My firearm was on me, my lady.
Say again?
My firearm was on me, my lady.
You took the firearm on the water, onto the water?
I said, we wakeboarded, my lady. I can't wakeboard.
But so when you took a boat onto, at least there was a boat on the water.
That's correct, my lady.
So at the function, you, on the boat, you took your gun with you?
That's correct, my lady.
Why?
Why did I take my firearm?
Yeah, why did you take your gun to a party?
It wasn't a party, it was a get-together, my lady, and my firearm was on me.
I'll rephrase and ask a question. Why would you take a firearm to a get-together?
I carried my firearm wherever I was, my lady. The only alternative choice would be to leave it in the car. At a point, when I was on the boat, I put it in my towel, I didn't want to leave it at the house where there was nobody there. So,
all right. So this is Oscar Pistorius, and the prosecutor who described Pistorius, by the way, is self-centered in bullying, trying to get at his normal MO of having his gun with him all the time and establish a pattern. The reference to Milady. When in court in that country, you refer all the answers, even if the question's coming from various sources, the answer always goes back to the judge. And the judge is a woman, I believe a black woman, Kenny, which is a face of the new South Africa. Can you imagine 30 years, 40 years ago, a black woman being a judge? A black woman even being able to speak in public. Pretty amazing how the situation there has changed. But that's why his continuing reference to Milady. So pretty intense courtroom confrontations, emotions. It's the fourth day that he's been there facing questions. The prosecutor, described by some as dogged, depicting him as narcissistic, as an intentional self-gratifier. He ignored the feelings of the family that was worried about him and what he was all about. It's always all about Mr. Pistorius, says the prosecutor. Challenged him to explain why he used the first day of his testimony to offer an apology to the family. You, quote, never thought about them at all. You never thought how they would feel, said the prosecutor. You're not sorry that you killed their daughter. And then he said, I'm terribly sorry I took the life of their daughter. The mother is in the gallery. Looking on to the continuing focus, the continuing trial of Oscar Pistorius. 14 past the hour, 888-302-3684. Imagine the best night's rest you could possibly get. Imagine not getting up to go to the bathroom during the night. How many men are in their 40s and beyond are going through that? Have you heard about the prostate supplement that is pretty much on people's minds when it comes to this problem? PT9 is the answer. You can sleep through the night taking it. You can empty your bladder as you take it each time. That's what it works for. Supports the aging prostate. Forget the nearest bathroom. Waking up all night long. Call 800-811-3790 for PT9. 800-811-3790. That's really, I'll discuss the benefits with you anytime, but this is pretty simple and to the bottom line. PT9 is relief for yourself. That's what it is, a healthy prostate so you don't get sick later on in life. Normal flow, healthy testosterone levels, that's it. Product you will never want to be without. PT9, 800-811-3790. Experience relief. Or get your money back. Liz, I think that's the bottom line. Women are calling all the time. I say that frequently because that's really what's going on here. A glimpse into the future of health with PT9, 800-811-3790.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here you get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out the map for this Boston beer.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy, you can learn more about it, hear all about it, see all about it at GutsyProducts.com. So the story at DougSteffen.com today that would have sent me, this is rubbernecking at its finest. A crocodile that didn't want to become a handbag. Police in the Sacramento suburb of Roseville capturing a crocodile Wednesday near a TJ Maxx store. All right, you get the max for the minimum at TJ Maxx. Police spokesperson saying that the animal apparently escaped from a box left in front of a reptile shop called the Serpentarium, with a sign saying Nile Crocodile. So this is a 4-foot-long crocodile in a box. Crocodile is feisty, say the police. They had duct-taped its jaws. California Department of Fish and Wildlife says the agency is reasonably sure the animal is indeed a Nile crocodile. Looking to put it in a zoo someplace, or if anybody wants to volunteer, call us here at 888-302-3684. A Nile crocodile. Well, how many different kinds of crocodiles are there? Anybody out there a crocodile expert? Michael, this would be good research for you, actually. Michael, 48.
I know there's saltwater and freshwater.
Crocodiles. Really? I didn't know that. Yeah, you taught me. So that's good, Michael. Thank you. I did not know. I thought there were just freshwater crocodiles. That was it. It's not a croc. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
One of the performers last night, Jenna Irene, with I Love Rock and Roll on American Idol. Let's see if we like it. Crank it up, Michael. Irene on American Idol last night. I Love Rock and Roll. Let's see. I'm looking at the people who are left. Dexter Roberts, Malaya Watson, Jenna Irene, CJ Harris, Dexter. Let's see. We have, I think, six left, right? Caleb. Is it Caleb? I guess it's Caleb Johnson.
Caleb, yeah.
Yeah. But last week, Sam Wolf hit the road, I believe. Wasn't he the one that was eliminated last week, if I remember correctly, of the ones that were, actually, pretty much remember that vividly, because he was at the end, and they gave him all the reasons for how good he was, and then America's public voted him off. All right, so that's a stab at last night's American Idol. So is there a night during the week? Is Thursday when both The Voice and American Idol are on, or is Monday when are they off? American Idol usually is Wednesday, Thursday, and The Voice is Monday, Tuesday. Is that how it works?
I think that's how it works.
All right. I don't want to. Listen, this is important stuff. I don't want to get it wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. 26 after the hour, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with some amusement now. And normally in this hour, at this time, we pick two or three or four pieces, excerpts, if you will, from the late night comedians' monologues. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers make the cut today.
Big news out of the White House. You want to hear this? Okay. That was about two of you. Now, this is big. According to a new rule, Secret Service agents can no longer drink alcohol 12 hours before reporting for duty. Yeah, the rule came at the request of President Barack Obuzzkill.
This is a crazy story right here. A nursing home in Long Island is being sued for hiring male strippers to perform for the residents. I mean, apparently the strippers did pretty well. One guy said his G-string was full of checks for $5. Happy birthday, sweetie. That's what it's... Yeah, the residents said that they knew whenever someone was about to make it rain because they could feel it in their joints.
Here's some financial news. The LA Times reported that beef prices have hit an all-time high at $5.28 a pound. News that will have absolutely no effect on Arby's. Oh, this. This is actually roast beef. It's similar, but worse.
Okay, so here's something pretty... Got that? Pretty... It sounds like a horse. Pretty amazing. NBC, according to a story we're carrying at DougStephan.com today, has announced a content development scheme, the Comedy Playground. Essentially, a crowdsourcing of sitcom pitches, the network's latest effort to air shows people actually want to watch, a broad comedy commitment, so they say. Comedy Playground sounds like it could be a low-budget spinoff of Hollywood Game Night. NBC wrangling whatever stars it can convince to hang out in a jungle gym for primetime TV, actually a grassroots initiative, they say, to think up new ideas for a comedy series. What do you think of that? 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, what now are the chances that Putin invades East or West Ukraine?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. Given Putin's aggression in Crimea and the U.S.-EU pushback, what's the chance that Russia actually goes into East or West Ukraine?
On the Eastern Ukraine, no more than 10%. On the Western Ukraine, no more than 5%, and I think that's high. One of the Baltic states, which are protected by NATO, 1% or less.
I hope I'm wrong. I think it's closer to 90% for Eastern and Western Ukraine. Putin regularly says, well, I'm not going to do this, and then he goes and does it.
Right.
I'm not going to do that, and then he goes and does it. And there's usually about 10 days in between those two actions, by the way. But if you look at what he's trying to do, his Russian bloc strategy, Ukraine is central to that because of its size, because of its economic importance. And so far, nobody's really given him a reason not to advance that plan. Baltic states, I think that's closer to about 10.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your boast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The thing that is a conundrum here, or we're in a quandary oftentimes. This program is called the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and oftentimes that our kind of job here is to inform you the extrapolation of information from some of these important stories of the day, not always particularly pleasant. So Kenny and I digging around for some things, the good thing that comes out of the story yesterday where the 16-year-old student went on the stabbing rampage at that high school outside of Pittsburgh. 21 people injured. Hospital officials saying 4 of the injured suffered serious wounds, all expected to survive. The attack occurred as school was starting yesterday at Franklin Regional High School. That's in Murraysville. Suspect is a youngster named Alex Hribal, H-R-I-B-A-L. He is a sophomore, actually, at the school. Taken into custody, charged with 4 counts of attempted homicide, 21 counts of aggravated assault. So the questions, as we are using the term rubbernecking freely here this morning, are the same old questions. You can go back last week, ask that same question about what happened at Fort Hood, or the time before that, or the time before that, or the time before that. At any rate, the story continues to be something that I think we ought to spend a little bit more probative time on. And so we have some audio from the main news television station in town, WTAE, which is sort of doing a continuing loop on what's happening. I just thought we'd tap into that for a couple of minutes, as it might be of interest and import to hear, not necessarily how they're covering it, but if there's any new tidbit of information. So, go ahead, Michael, let's play a little
of this.
Good
morning. It's Thursday, April 10th. I'm Kelly Fry. Yeah,
thanks for waking up with us today. I'm Michelle Wright. First up, weather with Pittsburgh's Action Weather meteorologist, Steve McLaughlin, with a nice looking forecast.
Yeah, good morning.
You want the Pittsburgh weather? I don't want the
great
Pittsburgh weather. But I would like that. We'll monitor for a minute. I think you have a package report from their news team as to how the children, you want to call high schoolers, Kenny, would you call high schoolers children? What would you call them? Young
adults.
Young adults, okay. One of the things that, as I say, we are always in this position of trying to find something good that comes out of this. And I think this story best explains or exemplifies or points out to us how people who were friends during this melee sort of stuck together.
And Mr. King took off to take the kid down, and I was right behind him, and we both jumped on him and immobilized him.
Now, that is Ian Griffith, the high school senior who helped tackle the suspect and stop the rampage today. He's just one of the students who put himself in harm's way to save classmates.
Pittsburgh's Action News 4 reporter Kelly Brennan spoke to a teen whose quick thinking kept two students alive. Kelly?
Mike and Wendy, this teenager says that her best friend saved her, and she in turn went to help others. Take a listen to 17-year-old Gracie Evans and how she tells the story of her hero.
We were walking down the hallway, and I hear this girl say, "Hey, you're bleeding," like to a different kid, like another kid that's just a little farther up. And then the kid looked down. He was bleeding on his hand. And then all of a sudden, this kid just comes running down the hallway, and my best friend, he stepped in front of me, and in the meantime, he got stabbed in the back, protecting me. That was my best friend. And then in 30 seconds, I saw three people get stabbed.
Gracie Evans is a junior at Franklin Regional. She gave us this picture from her Facebook page. Her friend on the left is Brett Hurt. She says Brett is the one who saved her. Gracie says a teacher told her and two victims to get into his classroom, and then he locked the door. She held pressure on one student's wounds for about 10 minutes until EMTs arrived.
Right. Sort of looking at some video while we're playing this audio, and what it reminds me of is a horror movie. It's just like something that comes to life from a blank screen. This student tears down a high school hallway, swinging a knife in each hand, slashing, injuring all these classmates. The security guard also got stabbed before the youngster tackled by an assistant principal. So there are a number of heroes here, Kenny. And the essence of helping one another. It seemed that under the circumstances, this is a story that could have been a lot worse than it was. It was bad, to be sure, but could have been worse. But every day, we've got almost every day something like this going on. How are our listeners reacting? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. To this, you can call us at 888-302-DOUG2. If you want to add something to this, what's going on in your high school, in your town? What's the state of the mental alertness and acuity of the people? You don't think that after something like this, that a lot of school committees are going to be talking about, after Newtown, Connecticut, it was all about guns, and now it's going to be about knives. So, and where's the education? What's going on in schools? Is there education going on? Yeah. It's this country. Woo! All right, so what do you have for us, Kenny?
Rita says, why is the USA the only country in the world that suffers this kind of random mass attack?
Is it? Or do we just have a news media that covers these things? How do we know this sort of thing? Could you imagine this sort of thing going on in Russia or China or any of the G8 countries? England, France, Germany, Spain, Italy, pick a country, Brazil. I don't know enough about the culture of their educational systems to tell you one way or another. I think we all are pretty hard on America. Not that we ought not to be at this moment, but I don't think this is unique. I think we have developed such a culture of violence, and maybe it's built around American films. But I'll tell you, There's a film that has made the rounds called Stalingrad that won all the awards in Russia last year. And I saw a trailer for it, and man, that damnable piece of crap, I wouldn't walk across the street to see it. Violence like you wouldn't believe. So it isn't just America, it's just that we are, we're rubbernecking again. That's a great term for all these stories. Rubbernecking on this this scenario. Go ahead, Kenny, what else have you got?
Well, I was just going to say, on top of that comment, I did a little research overnight. And it doesn't just happen in America. There are lots of instances of school shootings and this kind of thing in other countries. It does seem to happen more
here
in the U.S. But yeah. I think it's more of, and it has been going on for, you know, as long as there has been any kind of media coverage.
Yeah.
Back into the 20s even. Mm-hmm. That teenagers have a difficult time and their cheese slips off the cracker.
Yeah. Interesting way of putting it. This young fella has been charged with four accounts of homicidal attempt, charged as an adult, which is appropriate, I think. All right, Kenny, what else have you got?
Let's see. Andrew says, keep on giving them publicity and people will keep doing it.
Well, you see, there's something to be said for that. We all say, why do we need to know? I say that all the time. Why do we need to know about what happened there? But that's not going to stop happening in a free society that has free access to information. And especially when you have four or five news channels on cable that are dedicated to anybody who farts in the wind becomes a major newsmaker. That's a pretty crude way of putting it. But mommy, mommy, wait, yeah, go ahead. One more comment.
Arthur says if he had a gun, there would be 22 corpses at least.
All right. Well, yeah. I wonder if there were guns. We didn't know. I wonder if the administrators had guns there. That happened after Newtown. A lot of administrators got guns in school. What a state of affairs. 888-302-3684. One student remaining in critical condition. A couple of stab wounds went through, you know, the vital organs, and you know, you get into the muscular structure of the back and the abdomen and all that kind of stuff can be pretty messy. So that's what's happening in Pennsylvania. This is the Doug Steffen, I don't know how to say good day, bro. Again, the good news was that the friends and students helped each other in a way that was exemplary, and I think that's a way of looking at it. How are you doing on your taxes? I've spent a lot of time this week on mine. How about you? Are you working on it? Have you prepared it? Have you used Intuit TurboTax? What an amazing product, Intuit TurboTax.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For
for a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumble upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to mybenefits45.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says mybenefits45.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to mybenefits45.com now. That's mybenefits45.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
I'm thinking of the immortal words of one Ed Powers, who said, life is for being happy and healthy and feeling terrific. So if we can't find any of that stuff around today, I just wanted you to hold that in your mind, okay? I mean, there's always something we can find, but mostly the things people are talking about are the things that are either rubbernecking. There's a certain amount of entertainment value in that for people, even if it doesn't seem pleasant. There's, okay, did you hear the latest on the plane? Well, actually, there are new possible pings that have been detected in the search for Flight 370. More analysis needed to confirm the sounds. Are they really from the plane? This is an interesting way of countries getting together. The plane search has brought Malaysia and Australia closer together. They're using glowing words to reassure the world that their troubled past that they've had doesn't affect the search, because there's been a lot of angst between British controlled Australia and Malaysia for lots of reasons for a long, long time. So this is a way, and maybe that's what you find. That's the good story, the good side of this story. Two countries that were at odds with one another now are not, because they're working together. I'm guessing there's a lot more work being done by Australia than Malaysia, given what their history is. And that was one of the reasons the Australians had so much trouble with Malaysia, is because they just are, they're inept at pretty much everything. And this whole, Malaysia Airlines, a pretty significant force in airline traffic in the world. And so to have a country as poorly run as has been demonstrated by all this, and to have had circumstances between these two countries and others. I mean, Malaysia just basically has ignored the rest of the world when it came to any kind of problem or fixing problems. Meanwhile, Kenny, what do we have? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day, comments on the continuing look-see, finding the plane. That's the image that have these boats on the water, and you think, okay, what's this thing under the water, and what are they really hearing? So what are people saying?
Let's see. We asked if anybody is still following this on our Facebook page.
Right.
And Chris says he's actually paying a lot of attention to it because he's going to Malaysia later this year.
Really? For
good
what?
Luck.
Yeah. It is the continuing story that gets CNN and some of the other news media going, okay, there's a new sound. Wow. What could it be? And officials comment every time there's a ping. And it gets pretty silly. All right, what else?
Jay says it's obvious it doesn't have a lot of importance to world governments, or there would be a greater effort to find it. Has the airline filed for bankruptcy to keep from being sued? That's what would happen in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I don't know what the law is like over there. It's much different, though, than here. One other quick comment.
Rosita says the Malaysian government keeps changing their story. Soon we're going to find out the plane never really took off at all.
Aha! 51 at the hour on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tech Talk time, not to be redundant, use of time twice there in that phraseology. 54 past the hour, Thursday, 4/10/14, or maybe after what happened in Pittsburgh, I should stop using 4/. I shouldn't make 4-10-14. Does that sound better? I don't want to be accused of someone taking advantage. People are with the words, sometimes pretty silly. Shelley Palmer is not silly with his words. Here every day at this time with a late report on things, or all things technological. So today, people are asking, what's Shelley going to talk to us about? Well, he's going to tell you about Microsoft and the fact that they finally have brought Microsoft Office to iPad. This is significant for both Microsoft users and iPad, the Apple, so Microsoft and Apple together, Kenny. That's what this is, basically, right?
Yes, it is.
Not mistaken. So Shelley explains how it affects you if you're using Microsoft. I use Microsoft on all my personal computers, so how do you use it on an iPad? Stand by for that explanation right here on Good Day.
As millions of Americans plan to hit the highways for spring travel, a new survey from Schrader International discovers many drivers are unprepared when it comes to recognizing and responding to in-vehicle warning symbols. In fact, 42% of drivers can't identify the potentially life-saving tire pressure monitoring system dashboard icon. Here's Paul Wise, Director of Corporate Communications for Schrader.
The tire pressure monitoring system icon is a crucial warning symbol that indicates one or more of a vehicle's tires are significantly underinflated by more than 25%, thus impairing a car's ability to maneuver and brake properly. When the warning symbol appears, it's important to seek immediate attention, check tire pressure, or seek assistance from a tire service center.
Is your tire pressure monitoring system light on? Nearly 90% of drivers feel paying attention to the warning light could save their lives. Find out more at tpmsmadesimple.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's never too soon for your child to play with a tablet. And if you think they're ready for a tablet of their own, here are some of my favorites. LeapFrog's LeapPad 2 costs less than $100 and works with all cartridge apps and games from the first LeapPad, giving you access to a massive catalog. LeapFrog also makes the LeapPad Ultra, which is a little more expensive but worth it for older kids because the Ultra feels more like a real tablet thanks to media apps and other features. The Tabio E2 from Toys R Us is a great Android device designed for kids 6 to 11. The E2 features parental controls and educational applications to make sure you know exactly what your kids are doing with the device. You can manage which apps are installed and limit usage by time or day. All of these tablets are great, and if you match the features and benefits to the intended user, you can't go wrong. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-475-2102, 1-800-475-2102. That number once again is 1-800-475-2102.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
So we have a story, the From Today's Show section at DougStefan.com today, taking a very close look at a Salt Lake City, Utah mother who got involved as a monitor of Facebook. There was a shooting that had been planned apparently near the high school involving a student. It was thwarted thanks to the mother keeping her eye on her son's Facebook page. Police say this could have been something pretty tragic. The story is last Friday, parent calling the school's resource officer, who's also a police officer, to report comments written by two male teenagers that were posted on Facebook claiming they were going to shoot this lady's son. She had actually read threats and seen the threat on his Facebook page, said the police detective. They were very specific, and they were going to go to the high school and shoot her son. Good God. I guess the good thing is that the mother was monitoring it, and I guess our poll today is appropriate. Do you monitor your children's social media pages? A, yes, that was a condition of their having a page in the first place. B, yes, but they don't like it. C, sometimes. D, no, I trust them. E, no, they won't let me. F, I don't know if my children even have social media pages. So the poll is appropriate at DougStefan.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.